Right, hello and welcome to another Folkin.com interview. And I've been to some beautiful places with Folkin.com over the years, but we really are in a splendid place. It's called St Edith's Hall in Sevenoaks, and it's a beautiful building. And I've got the pleasure of being here with Ray Cooper. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good to see you. And thanks for talking to us. I know you've got a busy schedule. And it's your first day of a Promised Land tour, quite a long tour. That's as well.
Right. Yeah, it's a few dates and then it carries on in Germany. Just after Easter as well, and it's good to get out and about. I like touring.
When I read the schedules, I couldn't believe it. It's from now right away up till August, and you never seem to stop.
There are breaks. There are some breaks, but it's not that hard work, really. It's not like going having a job.
No, but that's what you were saying tonight, wasn't it? Amongst your lovely set tonight, I really enjoyed your stuff. Yes. I've never actually seen you solo before, so it was a pleasure just to sit down and listen to it all. And you was mentioning, you know, about an easy life you've had. Yeah. So
I think we've all got easy lives, really, compared to how people lived, you know, a couple of hundred years ago, or how most people in the world still live.
There's a lot of tough and a lot of hard times out there, isn't there? I enjoyed your new songs. You was a little bit, oh, do you mind if I do another new one? But I thought that was fantastic. It was off of your up-and-coming album sooner or later.
I've got quite a lot of the album already done and recorded, but I need to write one more song, really, before I go in and finish all the recording. So it's coming on okay, but I don't want to rush it. I want to get it right, as right as I can.
Absolutely, you got all the time. The wonderful thing about being solo is you haven't got all that pressure of deadlines, and especially record company deadlines as well, I suppose.
Yeah, I used to make my own deadlines, but I haven't on this album. So and things are changing anyway because CDs are going out of fashion, It makes releases a bit different as well. So, you know, you don't have to release everything altogether.
No, I suppose
on a CD, you know, if it's, I mean, there will be a CD, of course.
Yeah. Oh, there's nothing quite like having that physical thing.
No.
I mean, maybe we're just old. I don't know. But
there isn't. And that's why the last album came out on vinyl as well, because it's just so nice to have a big thing with a big picture on it. And they sound great. Vinyl sounds wonderful. It's still the best.
Yeah, it's a special thing, isn't it? I remember we went to Skegness Folk Festival, the Great British Folk Festival, last year. Not this year, because Darren's not been well. But we went last year, and the men they couldn't hang gave Darren a vinyl album of Cockahoot, which was their latest release. And he was like, oh, wow. Then he was cradling it as he was carrying it. And we went up there at the weekend, we came back, and it wasn't for about a week later, and actually opening the vinyl record and putting it on his record player, he kind of got all settled down and all kind of, you know, it was a special thing. And he phoned me and I said, have you listened to the album yet? He goes, no, I'm waiting for the right time. And it's all about sort of opening that vinyl.
It's a different experience. You can't flip tracks for a start. So.
No, that's right.
And also, it's in two halves, which is nice.
Yeah, I love that, sort of turning it over, which you never do. Your new songs, amongst them, there's loads that stand out. And the one about the wind on the piano is a beautiful song. I live down in Lead. Right near Dungeness. And I felt that when you were talking about how different emotions in the wind. Yeah. And I also live in a mobile home, which is even, you know, worse. Walls start rocking and things like that. But it's an inspiring thing, isn't it? Especially with all these, you know, whenever we had Storm Kyra and followed by Storm Dennis, there seems to be a storm every week now, doesn't there, you know. Big tour, just on your own, are you adding any other musicians or just...
No, it's just me, the solo on this tour, as it is most of the time, really. I have a band in Sweden, we've got one show in July in Sweden. There's two fiddles and a piano player and me. It's called the Swedish Kitchen Orchestra. But it's just, it's difficult to bring them here. I'd love to bring them here, but it's expensive, you know.
Do you ever tour with family, your partners and things, or do you tend to just...
Not really. They have been along to a few festivals. And every winter I do a Christmas show with my wife. I play the harmonium. Right. And we play old English carols.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And we do it in an old mill. Just a couple of nights, but it's... yes, it's a fun thing to do, and we all enjoy it, so we do that every year.
And you mentioned you wrote a song about your daughter, was it?
Yeah.
Little Flame, beautiful. Yeah. How old's your daughter now?
I got two, 14 and 16.
Wow.
Yeah.
Inspirational, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Hard work as well. I had two daughters.
Not hard work, but yeah. Inspirational.
And as you go through life, they never seem to leave either. Mine are 30 now and 28, and they still come back occasionally. You know,
good.
It's a lovely thing. Yeah. It's a lovely thing.
Yeah.
Do you write when you're on the road, or do you find you sit at home mainly?
I do write on the road.
Yeah.
I jot down ideas. Actually, being on the road, I tend to write more on the road than I used to now, because I'm very focused on, you know, there's less distractions on tour than at home. So, in some ways, it's quite good.
Mm. Yeah, it's quite inspirational, I suppose, travelling around and seeing different people and
and conversations that I have with people, particularly.
Yeah.
And I tend to watch stuff on YouTube now. Like politicians and things like that, and documentaries. And
Well, sometimes there's a never-ending birds can of worms with politicians, isn't there? A couple of your songs are a little bit political tonight.
Some of them are, intense. A couple of the new ones are quite political.
Yeah. Is that just because of the current situation?
I don't know why, they just came out like that. Yeah. There's that song Whistleblower.
That's quite apt,
you know, there's been a lot of stuff in the news, and it's just, you know, we live in an age where, like I said on stage, I'm looking for heroes, and I wish more of them would appear, but sometimes people do truly heroic things, and I think risking your life to report what's going on and publishing stuff that the government's trying to keep secret, that's for me, that's truly heroic. And I respect those people.
Yeah, it's almost like throwing yourself to the lions in a way.
Yeah,
it's kind of a big step to take.
It is,
and like you, like the song itself is all about, you know, I'm glad they do. There is people like that do it, because if they didn't, then the government etc. would get away with a lot more than they do at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, it's quite difficult. Yeah. When you moved to Sweden. What triggered you to do that? Was it just...
Well, my wife is Swedish, and we visited some, and we just thought, this is a better place to live. So, for us, it was a good move. Yeah.
And you've been over there 2000, you moved, didn't you?
Yeah, 20 years ago. Nearly 20 years ago.
And you built your own studio out there, which is quite nice. Yeah. Mm. Did you find, and I suppose a little bit of muso talk, that... I mean, I know you use many, many studios over the years with the Oysters and Metway and places like that. Do you actually record yourself, as in produce yourself as well?
I do now, yeah.
Yeah. Did you find that quite... To me, it was like the dark arts, you know, when I got my own studio. And to go from just saying, playing in the studio like we've done over the years, to actually sit at home and then have to sort of start thinking about EQing your voice. And it's quite a mystery to me.
There's things to learn, yeah.
Yeah.
But mostly it was just finding the confidence to do it. But then realising that I could do it all on my own. And then really enjoying it on my own as well. Because... you know, when the headphones are on and you're in the track, it doesn't really matter where you are, you know, because you're in the song.
Because I know exactly where you're coming from, because our little studio is like I call it Mystic Marsh. It's a little place where your creativity can just roll, and shut the door, lock it, and this, you know, it's a great thing to just sit there and just, you know. The only problem I have down there by the coast is when I'm doing vocals, the wind is so strong. I can't do open mic recordings. But no, it's lovely to sort of have that sort of space to immerse yourself in the
music.
Amazing,
you know? It's amazing. You know, a few years ago, I never thought it that we'd all have our own studios and, you know, all the great tools. But I don't use many tricks at all. I keep things very simple, and my recordings are getting simpler, actually. I'm getting more into just the bare bones and honing things down to essentials, really.
I think that's the best way. I mean, you probably did the same. I researched and researched and researched what you're going to buy and what you're going to put in there. And it's all basically keep it nice and simple. Mm. You know, an easy desk to work with, and I don't really hold with too much trickery. I never have done, really, because if you're writing a pure song, I like to keep it. I suppose it's nice for you to keep that purity in the songs, isn't it? Yeah. I couldn't imagine the song about the wind tonight, full of trickery. And
I've recorded that actually, and it's just piano and cello and voice.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. It's a big long tour you're on, and I wish you all the luck with it. I'm so pleased we've been able to catch up with you.
Great.
And if anybody hasn't seen Ray Cooper solo, just go and see him. And what we're going to do is we're going to put there's a load of dates, and I was thinking about reading them out, but it will take far too long. But on your website, and we're going to put them on folking.com for you as well. It started tonight, it goes on really right up until August, doesn't it? Called the Promised Land Tour.
Yeah.
And there is a new album on the horizon, you say, but that's going to be a little while away.
I think, I'd love to say it could be released later this year, but even when I finished it, the record company has its own schedule. And I got quite far with it over the winter, but then I got these three tours stacking up next to each other, so I've had to take a break for recording. But I'll finish it in the summer.
Well, you know, when I first contacted you about meeting up, I suppose the status quo in the usual way is that you kind of have an album out and you go and tour it, but
you just
the other
way around.
That's quite nice. I like that.
Well, because for me, to sing the songs quite a lot on stage, it helps me get to know the song, and you know, it sort of refines it a bit more before the recording, which I think makes recording a lot easier and better too.
Yeah, it's a good point, because I noticed when you, as I said earlier, when you was doing your new song, it's almost like you're doing it in a tour, in a live situation, but you're kind of testing the... Do you look at the response?
Yeah, I'm interested in the response.
Yeah. Is it communicating properly?
Yeah, because you see which ones stand out and which ones people like.
Yeah.
And that's useful.
And it can bin all the not so good ones and put all the good ones.
I haven't got that many.
Anyway, this has been a pleasure talking to you, Ray. Thanks very much for talking to us. As I say, the tour dates will be on the website, and good luck with your tour. And I dare say you'll be back in this beautiful place another day, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see you soon. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Cheers. Thanks, Ray. Cheers.